Our Ariel Beautifully Enhanced Diamond line may be your answer. With a lifetime fill guarantee and tradability for life, it's a win for everyone.
RDI Diamonds in New York, this is Scott. Can I help you?
Hey, Scott. I was just looking for Cameron. I wanted to talk to him about a diamond we bought from him. Customer's looking to trade up, so I just wanted to see what some options were.
Okay. He is out until tomorrow. I can check
okay.
that for you if you want, or you can call him tomorrow. Tell
sure.
me what you want to do.
No, we can see what you can look up for us. So the customer currently has a 170 emerald cut. They bought it in January of this year.
Yeah, I got it. P, where is it? P312418.
That's it.
Okay.
So he's going, she's thinking it's not big enough, which we love to hear. So Matt's thinking to make it noticeably bigger. We're thinking like a 2¼ or so.
All right,
similar quality, just to see what those would be.
Let me just see. I just want to look at the dimensions because sometimes they matter. So you're thinking 2.25. And that one was an EVS2. Okay. And that one measured 7.5 by 5.6. So we want to be bigger than that. Let's take a look. See what we got going on. Do you still want to stay E? Where's your wiggle room?
So he definitely wants to keep the color VS2, but we told him we'd price out some different options for him. If we can get an E, we'd love to be able to tell him that cost difference.
All right. What's your first name? Is it Danny?
It is. This is Matt's customer, though, so if you need to call back, you can talk to Matt about those.
If everything goes well, I'm going to take care of this right here on this call. We're going to make life easy, right?
We love that.
Don't tell Cameron. He'll get too used to it, and I'll have to do it all the time. And you know, he refers to me as father, so I guess I can't harass him too bad. I can. But. All right, so I'm not seeing what I want in-house, but I'm going to throw a couple numbers at you to give you an idea.
Okay.
In the 220s, I only have one. There's a 222. It's out on memo. A D as in David, VS1 GIA.
Okay.
And it is 8.77 by 6.01. Bigger diamond for sure.
Okay.
You're 11,400 per carat, so your net is 25,308. Is that something that would be in budget?
That I'm not sure. Let me hang on one second for me.
You got it. Hey, buddy, Scott RDI. How are you?
Hey, Scott. It's Matt.
Hey,
I'm
Matt.
Good.
I'm following up on this. Tell me where you want to be. I know Danny just said, you know, over 2 carat, probably.
Probably. She's saying it just doesn't look big enough, and more. And she told you what we got.
The 170. I pulled the dimensions. Yep, we're in good shape.
She's not going to sacrifice the clarity, the color, maybe an F if it really helps us, but I know she's got, I also sold her a pair of earrings that are pretty decent total weight, and I think those might even be either E or D, so she's not going to sacrifice there. I don't know how much he's going to want to go, but you thinking,
okay.
you thinking,
I mean,
to whatever's, how much?
I mean, give you a ballpark. I don't have anything in-house right this moment, so I'm going to go find you something, but I want to narrow it down a little bit before we do that. Like, I own one that's out at 2.22, D as in David, VS1. It's definitely bigger at 8.7 by 6.01, so, you know, the other one was 7.5 by 5.6. So
8.7 by what?
6.01. So it's definitely going to be a bigger look. Yeah, but that diamond is 25,308. Is that in the budget, you think?
That I'm going to have to ask. 25, 30. That I'm gonna have to look in and say, okay, this is. They each time when they were getting into the earrings and independent and that, they keep on surprising me and going for it. So.
Hey, good surprise is a good surprise, right?
Yeah, I like that one. So there's nothing else to deal with. Looking bigger.
Like, I mean, I own, again, out.
Carrots, I know two yep. carrots probably aren't big enough, but is there two carrots or something that maybe have the millimeter size?
I mean, there's, that's what I'm going to quote you one that's out, but not only is it out, somebody else is in line with it, so there's a really poor chance of me getting this. But I'm throwing it at you, and if we can find something similar to this, I think it'll work. There's a 201 F as in Frank, VS2 GIA, that measures nice, 8.9 by 5.9.
Yeah, I mean, me and this guy, we also did have the conversation of getting one cut big and how maybe it might not help you with the pop of the diamond, the brilliance, you know, by going too far and stretching it out. But 8.9 is pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 1.5 to 1 ratio, so it's elongated. I mean, and that's kind of what we're seeing. It's popular. It doesn't look super long and thin at all. That's a nice-looking stone. I mean, if I can reproduce this or find one similar. I mean, it sounds like you really want to be closer to that, you know, 8.8,
8.9 to 6. Right. But that 201, how much was that stone?
It's only $15,779. Now, I gave you the price based on what it is. It's out. Like I said, somebody else is in front of us. So it's one of those things where I can maybe try and reproduce this. That's what I would probably do. So let me do this. We're going to do what we call a diamond cue. I'm going to go 2.0 to 2.3. We're going to go, you think you can do F or do you really want to stay DE?
It might be something we might want to tease them with just for the fact of, okay, maybe she will sacrifice some color for some size. I don't know how much more money they want to throw out there, so I would at least maybe try that F, but definitely not anything lower than that. I know I showed them an F when we sold this diamond to them, and they said no. But, you know, if it's a $10,000 difference, maybe they would say yes.
Okay. So I am going to leave it in here. So 2 to 230, D to F, VS1, VS2. I put in 16,000 because that's what that F is. Hoping to be 8.8 by 6 millimeters or bigger to give you the big look. And, Matt, let me see what I can come up with, and then I'll give you a call back. Sound like a plan.
Okay. Yeah, and then after you call me, I'll call him and you know, see if I can get a better feel what they're thinking.
Sounds like a plan. I'm on it. Let me I put this in. As soon as I get something, I will let you know.
Thank you.
You got it. Yep.
Thank you. really surprised they didn't football tonight in the stadium on the opening Sunday night.
I know.
Thursday night, week two, and
the Jet Stadium even going to be open back? Yeah. Is it ready?
Yeah.
Is it going to be ready by the first night?
I think it's ready now.
Originally, they were talking it wasn't going to be ready until, what, 4 or 5 weeks in. And then they started ripping the old thing. They already ripped
it
down.
Now, it's gone. It's going.
Now, they're ready because people
are going to
be ready. Well, they're playing
Rodgers.
Yeah, they're playing Rodgers. Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing
Toronto.
Rodgers.
Everything. Is that the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Right, where else would you buy? I mean, you would have run out Cleveland or Pittsburgh.
Then you're sure as shit not going to do Jets Giants Stadium. That's even farther than Cleveland or Pittsburgh.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe it's okay. It's a prime time game. Why not do the Sunday night?
Because it's the league. Well, they do big numbers.
They wanted big numbers. They'd have to do Sunday night or Buffalo, Denver.
Yeah. Quarterback from Denver going to be ready?
Denver to play Buffalo this upcoming year? Yeah. I tried my ticket for the first two or three in that game. I tried to.
Heh